This is the Rob, Anybody, and Dawn Show. 3 decades of settling arguments like, is it a GIF or a JIF? You're welcome. And now back to Rad Radio.
Couple reminders, tomorrow morning everything's the same except Ian's going to be here too.
Yay, yes! Ian!
Ian from Tech to You is just going to chime in as a fifth voice every now and then. It's nice to just bring somebody in with a different perspective, different opinions, and just talk about that. It's going to be the same regular show. There's nothing special. It's not like it's an entire show about tech. Although I'm sure that always comes up with whenever Ian's on. But he's going to join us for the day tomorrow. Also, remember that we are about 10 minutes away from the Mix Picks Sports Show that we do every weekday morning at 10 a.m. on Rad TV at members.radradio.com. It's on the Rad Radio app as well. And in Sacramento, you can listen on 104.7 FM and 890 AM. There's really 3 big things and only 3 really big things to talk about. March Madness is back at it tonight. We're down to the Sweet 16. 4 college basketball games tonight. It is the opening day, the real opening day of Major League Baseball. Depending on what package you have access to up to a dozen different baseball games being played today on TV. So we get to kind of preview the Major League Baseball season. And the NBA, I mean, they're down to their last dozen games or so before the playoffs begin, which then end in October. So all of that is on the way. Feels like it sometimes on the Mixed Picks Sports Show. Now, if you're a welfare recipient and you're just waking up to start your busy day,
good morning.
Here's a recap via emails from allegedly working Americans. Ooh. Of what you missed on today is a show, Graham. So we got into the issue of the phrase "it is what it is." One of my favorite phrases, even though it's hated by so many, I had used it yesterday in reference to a Dr. Rob letter from a guy whose wife has found some lumps and bumps on her breasts, and they're waiting for the mammogram. And it was a very short letter of, what do we do? And I basically said, you do nothing. You live. You stop worrying. You don't. You live in the moment. Nothing can happen right now. Whatever those things are, which I went through all the things they could be that doesn't have to be breast cancer. And I said, but it is what it is. It's there. You'll find out. And somebody wrote in, first letter was a woman who said, thank you so much. I had just gone through something similar. I cried my eyes out for a day. And then I realized, oh, great, I just lost a day of my life crying over nothing. And I got back to it, and I love that phrase. Oh, did that piss Matthew off? Matthew wrote in, I hate that phrase. It's for unintelligent people that don't know how to explain a situation. And then he went on to give the example of his supervisors at work who would give him a task, and he would ask, you know, something like, well, why or how? And their answer would be, it is what it is or whatever. Well, Chris wrote in. He had an interesting take on it. He says, that guy's supervisors are saying it is what it is. What they actually mean is, because I said so.
Yeah.
No wonder he hates it.
Yeah.
The way he wrote it, it does kind of sound like, you know, not knowing Matthew's personality or whatever, like, and he could have terrible bosses that maybe they were just like, stop asking so many questions. You don't need to know. I cannot imagine over the last, not, I mean, 18 years total, but especially the last 10 years of working with Brandon as my operations manager, how many times I've asked him to do something without explaining it, where he's got to be thinking, why? What in the world is Rob asking me to do this? He never does. You know, I would probably tell him, or at the worst, I would say, I wish I could share with you, yeah, but I can't. Mm-hmm. But I can only imagine some of the things that I've asked him to do, and also things that I've asked him to do that have to do with the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny because we're joking about you taking people to a certain river and jumping yes, them off. Well, I was joking like, oh, it could be here, it could be there, but I know the exact coordinates. I know how long it takes to get there, and all the back roads so that I'm not followed.
This is the problem. Both you and producer Nick have blackmail folders inches high on me.
Geez, folders.
Yeah. Files? Are we pulling the file cabinets?
I got file cabinets.
Yeah, that's about right.
So to make that guy even more annoyed, was it Matthew that wrote you? Yeah. Just all annoyed with it is what it is?
Only stupid people.
Hey, Matthew, your managers, that's their managing style. And guess what? It is what it is.
We also had somebody start the show with a random question. Have you ever fallen asleep on the toilet while taking number 2? But there was no context because we all had stories about, like, blacking out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not falling asleep. That's something totally different.
Yeah.
And so it just led to a few emails about other stories. We got this one from Gregory.
Hey, Gregory.
Who admits not sleeping, not falling asleep. He says, one time I got so drunk I passed out in a bathroom at a friend's house. Several hours later, I woke up to my friend going number two.
Oh.
And I remember this guy's, he's passed out in the bathroom.
Oh, right? Well. No.
I was, and by the way, my friend's on acid at the time.
Oh,
I was
wow.
disgusted and so confused because when I woke up, he said to me, look how it's coming out.
Oh, God, I don't think I ever did that while on acid.
Might not remember, though.
Whoa.
When he said that, I began gagging because of the smell. I stumbled my way out of the bathroom and then threw up in his hallway.
Lovely.
Memories.
So was the letter writer passed out like on the floor? Did they give like where they were? Okay.
Yes, the letter writer passed out in the bathroom on the floor, wakes up to acid boy on the toilet wanting him to look at number two as it happened.
Sorry if I missed that part. But either way, it's a terrible situation. And yes, acid after the fact, it does create a unpleasant bathroom experience.
Well, and it's so lovely when you're passed out on the floor of a bathroom where that's always so clean.
Why is it that no matter what drug is mentioned on this show, at least one of my staff members can give me a very personal understanding of the effects of
it? Is this when you've come down off of acid and you notice that? Okay.
That's not my point. My point is the drug comes up and at least one of you right away knows from personal experience how it affects you in various ways. Oh, yeah, totally. You know, everybody's doing it.
Well, you know, you're young in your 20s and you're exploring everything, and it's like, I don't know. Yeah. I had some great times on hallucinogens.
Yeah, hey, you know.
Don't do them, kids.
I was young in my 20s. I was exploring, working 18-hour days, working my way up in management, you know, buying my first house at 22. That's what I was exploring.
See, well, that's not so relatable as much as, you know, our audience who participates in some illicit behaviors.
You are correct. It's not relatable to the entire country at this point.
I'm surprised our letter writer's friend got able to sit on the crapper and wasn't able to just get focused in the mirror, because that's what usually happens. You get to the bathroom and you're like so stuck on what's going on in the mirror, and then it turns into like an hour or two later and your friend's like, dude, what the hell are you doing?
This again is acid.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, great.
Yeah, wonderful. I was told don't look in the mirror when you're shrooming, because the similar thing will happen, but it'll like give you nightmares and it'll turn your everything, the trip downhill quick.
Yeah, and I don't understand either, Rob. I wasn't doing drugs in my 20s. No. It was from 12 to 20. Right. So I stopped at 20.
Yes,
done with the drugs.
Appreciate that clarification. This email says, I've never fallen asleep while on the toilet, but I've woken up on it. I was 8 years old.
What?
Apparently, I had sleptwalked to the bathroom in the middle of the night.
Whoa. Oh, that'd be so strange.
I woke up on the toilet after my parents were trying to talk to me and snapped me out of it. According to them, I was calling for them.
Oh.
It was kind of like a situation that Brandon had described, where something I had eaten had not agreed with me and couldn't figure out what was going to happen. Mm-hmm. Coming out of the sleep days, my body decided quickly what was going to happen and ended up getting sick all over myself as I was not able to get sick into the toilet that I was, in fact, on.
Yeah, it was terrible, but also convenient for him to just wake up and just, you know, had to go.
If you are going to join us for Mix Picks, the sports show begins in mere moments on Rad TV and across all of our other platforms in Sacramento. You can listen on 104.7 FM and 890 AM for the rest of you. We're back tomorrow morning.
Okay, that does it. Screw you guys, I'm going home. Talking poo is where I draw the line.
Go on and go home, you fat chicken.
Bye, diddly eye. So long.
God bless you.
See ya, Hungry.
Goodbye. Bye-bye, Homer.
Take care.
Adios.
So long.
Fare thee well.
Dar. Bon voyage. Toodle-oo.
So long.
Bye-bye.
Ta-ta.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Sayonara, dude.
So long.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So long, stink town.